Welcome to our latest edition of the Farm Forward podcast. I'm Chad Baker. The school year is underway, and we are excited to bring you what's happening on the FFA scene in the Ileana area. We recently had an opportunity to talk with Stacy Rickard, who's not only the FFA advisor at Salt Fork, but has taken on the duties as the head volleyball coach. We'll dive into what her schedule looks like and talk about a few of her FFA members, as well as a few of her volleyball players. Coming up in our Farm Forward podcast, today is brought to you by Head Honchos. We'll have our interview with Stacy right after this.
We are facing a severe labor crisis in agriculture, but thankfully there's a solution. Hard workers are available via the H-2A visa program, but that program is hard to navigate on your own. Whether you need one or two workers or need a whole crew, Head Honchos does all the hard work for you. Contact owner Todd Miller, 210-695-1648 for your free, no obligation H-2A visa labor consultation today or online at headhonchosllc.com.
Welcome to the Farm Forward podcast. Chad Baker on location today, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Salt Fork High School is where we're located, talking with Stacy Rickard, who is not only the FFA advisor here at Salt Fork, but is the head coach for volleyball. Stacy, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me and coming all the way out here to Salt Fork.
I love it. It's just one of our great involved high school communities that we deal with on both sides. Let's talk from the FFA perspective first here, if we can. You have one of the few three-star FFA groups in the area, very well accredited, lots of great, strong members. Let's talk about what the 25-26 school year looks like for them, what you have going on.
We're really excited for what 25-26 is going to bring for us. We take every year is how can we keep building and how can we keep growing our legacy and how can we get more members involved in our school to active in some shape or form. So my officers in the summer, we went this year to Colorado and spent the whole week focusing on how can we make our school better and how can we make our community better. And I think we're really going to see that with some new ideas that they're going to bring to the table this year that they've got planned to get kids excited, to help them find their career choices. And today, naturally, is National FFA Convention registration. It opens at 5 o'clock today. So we're excited that with being that three-star national chapter that we get to have students from a 1A school like ourselves to be recognized on the stage next to some of those schools like Mount Vernon, who are a much larger school than us, but we're ranked right up there with them. So we're excited about that.
Well, let's talk about the uniqueness of the Salt Fork District. You have Indianola, you have Seidel, you have Jamaica, you have Catlin, you have Fairmount. A lot of smaller communities, primarily based in agriculture. That gives you a little bit of a uniqueness, even comparatively speaking to the other Vermilion County schools, just because there's so many small communities involved and the good bulk of your student base is in a cornfield, basically.
Yeah, I think I always tell students that Vermilion County is very unique in the fact that 80% of Vermilion County is farm ground. So what are we doing in Vermilion County and where are the jobs at for them to come back and invest in with us? So we spend a lot of time, and our school district is very diverse, and that's our members are learning firsthand what it's like to work in a diverse background, or I may not come from production side, but there's still a place for me in agriculture. And that's what I want every student to realize in my classroom, that they don't have to be the one that's actually putting the seed in the ground to make a difference in the agriculture industry.
We see a growth on the tech side, on the business side of agriculture. How are students nowadays responding to that, knowing that there could be a pathway for them to get involved with agriculture, specifically with your group? Has there been some discussion about that next step after high school and college and those decisions that maybe you had somebody came in, thought, well, you know, I would like to go into this field or that field, but then all of a sudden now they're gearing towards agriculture?
I have one student that when she came into my room, I knew that she didn't quite know if it was the right choice, but I had had her as a volleyball player. And so she knew she liked me and she wanted to take my class. And now she's getting her pilot's license. And I think that's really cool. And it was something that she hadn't thought of before. And now her goal is to be a crop sprayer. So I think that's really cool to see that, where she is a regular town kid and found something that she had a passion for with that. And just recently here, like, we're getting ready for the ag sales contest where students are learning how to interview and how to sell a product. And so I think that is, no matter what career choice they go into, is so beneficial.
That's so amazing, because you have so many of these positions too that you can be in any community. You're not limited to having to go to the big city. You're not limited to having to go to certain parts of the United States to be involved with that. You can stay here within your community. You can live in the country. You can go anywhere and have success in a position like that.
And getting our members to see that it's not just like, we have to think of agriculture way more than Vermilion County, that it's very broad and global, of how we've taken our global trips to Ireland and to Italy, and we're getting ready to take another group to Dominican Republic this spring break. But even as close as here, we're going to do an exchange with Chicago Ag Science as well. And so to get our students to see what is happening in our own state and to work with people from diverse backgrounds and to open up our own experiences with it, I think those are the things that the students are going to take with them and make memories that are going to last a lifetime.
Strong group means that you have strong individuals. Let's talk about a few of the folks that are really making some waves in your FFA group.
Oh, there are so many. I'm so proud of our president this year, Anna McCollum. She's also serving as a section officer, and she is doing a phenomenal job with getting members to sign up or asking them, hey, you want to come? And to get that, our freshmen, I have 50 freshmen that we had chapter visits. We had the state officers here yesterday, and to see the freshmen get jumped up, but watching those officers that interacted with the freshmen. So we had Devin Ehler and Kate Woodard and Isaac Bemis and Lucy Diath, that they were helping the freshmen feel that connection as the state officer was there. It was amazing to see their faces and how they were connecting with agriculture and seeing their place for it. It's going to be tremendous. Devin Ehler is definitely one to watch on the ag sales. I think he could sell snow to an Eskimo.
That's that Ehler pedigree, isn't it?
Yeah, he definitely is a commanding force in the ag sales team. But I think what's really cool is, like, he went and grabbed a freshman to come along with him. Yeah. And it's those things that build a program, or you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone. I think our pro team is going to be a dynamic force, too. The kids are already ready to start practice. And I'm like, hold up. That contest isn't for a while. But they're hungry. They're hungry to make a change and to serve our community. And so I think that's what matters most.
As if educators don't have enough on their plate. And of course, you stay very busy at Advisor. You took on high school volleyball coach duties this year and heading a program that's got solid talent. You have put together some nice wins here recently, and you've got some behemoths in the conference with Westville and Sista Park in there, but you're hanging right there with them.
We are definitely a force on the net. And I think that we're very strong on the bench and very strong on the court. And so I think having returners like Maya Smith, who is such a good teammate to our teammates, and getting everyone to feel comfortable and getting out of the me concept and moving to the we and the team, the working together, is becoming beneficial. You're starting to see those setter-hitter connections that is making the biggest difference. We have our libero that has really stepped up the game with Hayden Eric. She came in as a sophomore, and she's taking into that role, and they're feeling comfortable with her being back there, which I think is impressive to see. We've got some good competition coming up later this week and into the next, and I think that we're proving that Salt Fork's one team to watch this season.
Now, do you have some members of your team that are also in FFA?
Yes, I would say that 115 students throughout Salt Fork are in our chapter this year in the high school. And so it's cool to watch them. Like Sarah Reneker, which she plays on the JV squad and the varsity squad. She attended Illinois FFA leadership camp over the summer, and I watched her change completely in her leadership style on the court. And I looked to my assistant, Olivia Burge, and I said, she's a different player. I said, that experience that she had in FFA really transferred onto the court. And it's those experiences that I want to see the players have.
Well, and so many leadership styles out there, it's important to find one that you can connect with and feel comfortable in, but one that connects with those around you as well. I think you see a lot of folks out there that kind of feel their way through it, and it takes a while for them to do that, but to find that at such a young age is very important. That means that your work's cut out for you.
Yes, and I'm a big component at Salt Fork that I don't think a student should just be involved in one thing, that they should be involved in sports and clubs and band and music and all of that stuff to really get that full high school experience. And I think coming from being the FFA advisor and coaching, that they can see that you don't have to choose.
Let's talk about that balance, because you obviously have that. You have family. You've got duties away from here. And I'm sure that your players and your FFA members are involved with both, have a lot of that too. They've got to study. They've got regular school. They've got other activities that they're involved in. Where does one find the time, and where does one find that perfect balance?
I don't think I'm the best model for work-life balance, but I think it is a well-kept calendar, which I do have with me at all times, and keeping yourself to know that you need a break too. And I keep my schedule pretty tight, And the students know that when I'm with them, that I'm giving them my 100%. But then when I'm off on a Sunday, that it usually means if it's not an FA activity, that like it's probably not the contact Mrs. Record day.
Sunday is a day of rest, definitely.
I try to make Sunday a day of rest, but a lot of times we do end up having to have some kind of FA event or something, or community service that does do the weekends. But yeah, a well-planned calendar, and I think communication is key. I have a great husband. I have a great support system, which he does teach during the mornings with me as well. So that has helped our program be able to expand to allow me to teach more classes, to get more students interested and get those leadership opportunities.
Before we wrap up, let's take a look at what your 25-26 year looks like. Give me a highlight or two of what we can expect from the FFA this year.
We have a ton of contests coming up. So here we have Ag Sales and our land use contest. So we're going for our sixth straight section win in the land use, and we're hoping to be in the top three in the state. So they're working really hard on learning their soils and how that affects not just farming, but how would that affect if I wanted to build a house on it. And so I think those are good qualities for students to learn and how to apply something. So that's coming around the corner. One of our big community service fall outreaches that we have is Brooks Farm Fall Fest that we do out in Fairmount. And so that's coming up on October 11th. We'll be out there all morning and afternoon putting on a bunch of free family fun activities for our whole community to take part in. And then while we're out there, you get to support a great local business while doing so. And also the owner's daughter is an FA member, and that is her SAE project. She's finally now in high school, so it's now to watch something that we started 5 years ago because of COVID. And how could we come up with something for students to do that now has grown into a fall tradition? And now her daughter is actually in my class, and that's her project. And so it's really cool to be able to experience that.
That is outstanding. Well, we thank you for spending some time with us today. We'll definitely catch up down the road. Remember to take those breaths.
We're going to try to. They're going to be quick and in between both sports and FFA.
That's Stacy Rickard, the FFA advisor and head volleyball coach at Salt Fork High School. We've got more Farm Forward podcasts to come. Make sure that you check out our podcast section online at WITYradio.com and then click Farm Forward under the Farm tab. For the Farm Forward podcast, I'm Chad Baker.